A lot of us came in there to retire, to get away from the big city stuff, not to have twice as many people by us like that. They're not explaining nothing of what they're going to do to this land. They're not saying how they're going to do it. There's a road that's over there, but are they going to put one road in? They're going to put two roads in? You people in this state, you build on top of the land. You don't dig nothing down. We put foundations in. They can't do that out here because of all the rock. But if you build directly on top of that, we're going to flood real bad in our part. And putting a ditch along the fence line, that ain't going to help nothing. Where's all the water going to go? It's going to go into a ditch. It's going to rot away like anything else. Why don't they explain what they're going to do to it or tell us what they plan on doing? I got nothing else.
I had that you had said 18 to 19 duplex. Is that correct?
Yes, we did explain it at the Planning and Zoning Commission. I forgot to say today. The road goes right down to the middle with current plan of 19 total structures for a total of 38 units.
How many units per acre are you talking?
The question.
I mean, 7 acres.
So we need to make sure that we address the commission, not the each other individually. That's all right.
So the allowed density would be 40, 80 units per the R2 zoning density. In theory, just doing the math. Of course, right. The road's going to take out some. So I doubt that you could get 40 duplexes, 38, 39. So they're about half the allowed density.
So they're talking about one center road and then a bubble at the end?
I'm assuming
you're talking two roads in there?
So I think what was just stated was one center road. And I'm assuming
the circle at the end?
I'm assuming at the end we would require a roundabout or a hammerhead.
Well, if that's their road, and they're putting in their road, if it were a county road,
I'm assuming they will build it to county standards because the request would probably be for it to be taken in by the county system eventually.
And
that's
if it's
just,
not.
That's just my assumption.
Ma'am, did you want to come up? Come on up.
Good morning. My name is Cynthia Moran. I'm another resident in the Red Wine Circle Division 215. I bought my home. I moved in a year ago this weekend. It's been very nice until now. I strongly object to, I'm from New York, so I'm very accustomed to multifamily. One of the things I liked about this was the fact that it is single family. It is environmentally, well, at the time I purchased it, before the bulldozer came in, it's just absolutely beautiful. Nature, not something that you necessarily have a lot of in New York. I strongly object to multifamily. I'm sure that's quite understandable, considering I'm from New York.
Again, ma'am, you need to make sure you address us.
Address us, yeah.
Well, I strongly object to multifamily, you know, which is quite understandable since I moved away from New York in order to get away from all of that. There is a major issue with water, as all the other residents have said. There's been no permanent accommodations, to my knowledge, that's even been discussed to handle the water runoff due to the rain that happens in this area. Okay, so I'd like to know about that also as a resident there, what the permanent plans are. A temporary ditch, digging the temporary ditch, of course, certainly is not going to handle the situation. You know, there's no plans that have been provided to the residents. We really have nothing We've been provided with nothing, to my knowledge. You know, so that's just where I stand on that. I'd really like questions answered that would just be natural. We'd like to know what's going on and have an opportunity to review the plans and come back and have another meeting with the planning board and see where we can go forward, you know, together and work together as a community with the development. That's where I stand right now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Finkenmeier, can we bring some things out that I've got? Is there a 100-year stormwater plan by an engineer for this development?
No, I mean we're currently working with an engineer to do a total civil plan for the site, which will include stormwater, so water, sewer, stormwater, all that. That's in current design.
I just had down that was stated at PNC that there'll be a 100-year stormwater plan by an engineer.
Okay.
But you're just saying that's part of the plan.
Yeah, that's what we do as part of our civil engineers. I'm not sure about the 100-year thing. I'm not sure about, but yes, it's part of our engineered civil plans. We have stormwater and all that.
Of course, we've had several 100-year floods here the last few years.
Yeah, I mean, you guys, in my prior life as a lawyer, I've litigated tons of water cases, so you all know. I mean, it's in Missouri. Water goes downhill, and there's just nothing you can. There's very little you can do to stop it or prevent it. There's some things, but you can only redirect it with limited effect. And Missouri law recognizes that. Not to say that we're doing anything intentional, but regardless of what we do today, that's not going to change. I mean, we're at a higher elevation than they are. And so my guess is that from here until the end of time, as long as this property sits higher than that property, water's going to go down onto that property. There's some limiting effects that we can do, and we intend to do if and when we get to develop it. But regarding the clearing and that stuff, there was mentioned that we didn't get permits, but you guys know it's agricultural, so it's not required to get a permit at this point until we do have a plan. I'd also state that these people knowingly, their big complaint is now density, not water runoff, which we didn't get that at the planning and zoning meeting, but we are today. And I'd just like to highlight that these people knowingly bought into a CID where currently, if a developer wanted to, just to the south of them or over to the east of them, you could develop a multi-story, high-density condominium building in that PUD, and there's nothing they can do about it because it's permitted in that PUD. So they knowingly bought into a development that has a far much more wide-ranging ability to increase density and development than what we're talking about here. Like I said at the beginning, I think this is a good compromise. We could have gone for higher density, but we didn't. We're trying to strike a balance between something that will sell in the market and economy that we're at. And this is not going to be cheap housing. I mean, in order for this to financially work, we're talking about units that are going to rent between $1,500 and $1,700 a month, which that's not cheap. I mean, that's not junk stuff that you're looking at. That's moderate housing you're going to have people of you get the point. It's not going to be junk housing. So I think that a lot of those concerns, a lot of their concerns can be alleviated by our ability to develop the property into R2. They mentioned roads. I don't deny that the roads are going to be utilized. For this development, people are going to go north to the high road and go through Branson Commerce Park. That's true. That will happen. But they're all public roads, so those are dedicated. All that CID, that's all dedicated as a public road. So they have the ability and right to use it either way they go.
Do you mind explaining the sewer system and the future plans for that, just to help you maybe answer some questions there?
So it would be, the current plan is a sewer plant, on-site sewer plant, which is, Mr. Redford mentioned earlier, the technology that we're employing in these developments are above and beyond what the municipalities currently are using, including the city of Branson. They are authorized and permitted by the Department of Natural Resources, as you guys know, have fairly high standards on that kind of stuff. And we've gone with a system that permits open discharge, which means by the time that water leaves that plant, it's got to be extremely clean.
And maybe a lot of people don't know this or not. So what happens with the clean water from both the Branson plant and the Hollister plant? Do you know?
Goes in the tank.
So I just want to make sure, because a lot of people don't realize that that's what happens with Branson.
Certainly. No, I mean it's safe enough to drink from.
I wouldn't.
Well,
if
it could.
It's monitored.
Could. But anyway, point is that that's what it is. It's we have to comply with whatever we do with the property, and as Mr. Rivers said, whatever we do with it, we have to comply with other than just Taney County, very specific ordinance requirements regarding sewer. It would be no better. It's going to be no worse, and the city of Branson is no better than what we would put on this site.
Scott, Mr. Fingerberg mentioned something I was going to look up, is there by Park Boulevard, the land where those lots are, who owns that?
These lots?
How would they from this land get to Park Boulevard?
This land?
Uh-huh.
Oh, out on Sycamore Church and then left.
They go out
Park
and then
Boulevard.
Come back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you go south, you turn east on Park Boulevard and wind around, then you have to turn again. Mm-hmm. Or you can go north and hit 248.
Yeah. Or the high road.
Yes, or the high road.
76.
Yep.
And you plan on renting or selling these duplex?
Probably a mix of both. So the current plan would be we would retain a portion of them and rent, and then some we'd sell.
And then the sewer plant itself, I'm assuming there'd be an HOA of some kind with the board.
Yes.
Do you care to elaborate on that again?
Yes. The Department of Natural Resources requires what they call a continuing authority on the system, and you have to have someone that manages the system. And while in theory the developer could be the one that does that in perpetuity, I don't know of any developer that does that, or very few. So yes, the continuing authority for the plant would be the HOA.
And then they turn around and hire out typically.
Typically, yes, to maintain the system. Yep. Ozark Environmental.
It used to be Ozark Water Watch now, uh-huh. Right?
Yeah, a lot of them do that. You don't have to, but a lot of them do.
Thank you.
Did that help answer any questions when it comes to sewer or concerns? Yes, sir.
I have a question. He just told the commission that the houses, the single dwellings, also have zoning for high-rise apartments or whatever they want to build. That is not true in my opinion, but what I was told. Down at the bottom of the hill where the sharp-ass turn is, that area east of there is for multi-family dwellings. On top of the hill is industrial park. So he's incorrect in my opinion on that.
Mr. Fingerminer, do you mind showing us? Are you familiar with that?
Yep.
With the PUD? I'm not familiar with that because it's in the city limits. So.
Everything that you see, all this, is part of the PUD plan.
Right. And is it all zoned?
Yes, it's all CED.
Yes.
A CID, but so not zoned that way.
So the way it works, and you guys, I'm not telling you guys anything you probably don't already know, on those PUDs, it allows the development to change. It's fluid. It's much more fluid to where you can approach the governing authority
who permitted the PUD in the first place,